Welcome back to the Two Guys and Chris Show. We were just talking about Sly Stone, and Biggie said they've got that documentary on Hulu. And Chris was like, that's the one I don't have.
We don't have Hulu, and we don't Peacock.
I'll tell you,
and it drives me mad, because Questlove has made some really interesting documentaries that I've heard about, but I can't watch them because his deal is exclusive with one of those properties or the other.
Probably Hulu. The thing is, like yesterday, my wife was going through all the stuff we subscribe to, all those streaming things. And she says, we're paying $14 a month for Hulu. Can we get rid of it? And I said, yes, lose it. Of course, my daughter's like, wait, I like Hulu. I said, I don't care, sweetheart. We are not keeping Hulu. It's $14 a month. And then A-Train said, isn't that show The Bear coming back? And I said, we are keeping Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Bear.
We are keeping Hulu.
Yeah.
Hulu.
The Hulu stays.
Hulu stays.
So who else is next on the chopping block?
One show.
Do you have Peacock?
I mean, honestly, we do have Peacock with ads. That's the one that when we see it, my son's like, oh, ads.
They occasionally get NFL playoffs, right?
Yes.
Or NFL games.
Yes.
So does Prime. They're every Thursday night. And we do. The other thing about Prime, not to sit, I know this is a first world. I realize that. I know rubber bullets are flying in the streets of Los Angeles. I realize that.
But the tone of this hour has been mostly whingy. Coming directed from that seat right there, that hot seat.
Wait a minute. He knows I don't know what whingy means.
I don't either.
I think it's European. I think it's European.
I'd say, though, that this first hour, I think it shows, though, the first hour we've just had, that when the government does come for us, we should be able to keep going on the air, because they'll be like, these guys don't have any hot takes on us.
No threat.
They're not going to incite anyone to do anything.
No. No threat whatsoever. Don't talk about politics. Okie dokie.
All right. No problem. Exactly.
As the tanks go by in the streets.
All right. We're not going to mention it. We're just going to go about our business and play our rock and roll games, and that'll be that. No, we have – my wife said, let's get rid of Netflix.
Okay.
But I – whoa, now. Wait.
Just here comes Stranger Things down the pike.
Stranger Things is dominating my holidays.
Oh, yeah, and the way they've done it. And this is what always happens. So I constant – Netflix is my one that I'm like, I'm dropping you.
That's your one.
That's the one. But then they also put out some great documentaries a lot.
Yes.
You're watching Tylenol.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Somebody will say – I will be this – you know, I'll be a tap away from canceling Netflix.
Yeah.
And be like, well, wait. Great documentary about blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, all right, I'll keep it.
I know.
And as we've seen, too, in the world of live sports, which we're all, you know, sports fans, Netflix will make a deal with a fight promoter or with the NFL.
Football is on All Day Christmas on Netflix. I mean, that is a Netflix thing. They got us by the short and curly.
Don't.
They do. They've got us by the short and curly.
Don't say that.
That's just the way it is. I mean,
Everyone's shaved. No one understands that reference under the age of 75.
No.
I'm shaved. I'm shaved.
It's very upsetting when you do this.
You know what I mean when I say that. And some of them have ads. Now, we get Amazon Prime. We're Prime members, so we get Prime Video. Used to get it for free. Then I think they added something on for the subscription. Now they're putting ads in it. And I was sitting there watching that movie Spotlight the other night, and right at the pinnacle, they throw in a minute of ads.
Really?
Now, I've seen that. That's that movie you call Diddling Priests, and I have seen it.
If it's a serious movie, the last thing you want is a Jardians commercial.
Thank you. That's right.
Exactly.
Very serious. And I just right when they're getting to expose the diddling, they put a Jardians ad in it. I can't add it.
I'm pretty sure that I've caught Father Mahanahan diddling a.
I have type 2 diabetes.
That's another thing. You know, in the old days, when movies were just on ABC TV, they would come to a point and they'd like fade to black at the appropriate moment. Now they'll just do it mid-word.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care on those streaming. They're just.
I mean, guys, I've got hard evidence of priests diddling. Do, 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 do.
Have you been to Bojangles? I know. That's exactly right. It's a real issue. It's a real problem.
This is a first world problem, to be sure.
It's a first world. I get it. Yes.
I'll tell you, I've learned you got to play like the bundling game.
I know. You've said that.
That will save you some money.
We bundle some.
If you bundle them and like.
What does that mean? You can't just bundle randomly.
Well, for $15, you get
Hulu, Disney, and Max.
Right. But there may be one of those. Sometimes I'll throw in ESPN Plus, which I don't think we need, but it makes your bundle cheaper.
I'm also like a Walmart Plus member. Mm-hmm. And you have to read sometimes. They'll say, hey, because you're a Walmart Plus member, I get Paramount Plus for free.
Right.
And like I'm an Instacart Plus member, so I get Peacock for free.
I just read this thing. It was like first world luxuries, and the number one was streaming services. You get your, it's a luxury. It went along right with number two was high speed internet that we don't realize that other countries don't have.
On every part of the U.S.
Right. Even parts of the U.S.
Oh, when your Wi-Fi goes down or you know, something happens, it's like, what is going on?
One for you, Biggie, grocery delivery.
Absolutely.
Not everybody has grocery delivery.
Yeah, I mean, I know I am a first world problem.
Have you made the switch to grocery delivery to your home, or do you still like to pull up to the store and have somebody cram it in the back?
Depends on my mood.
We're crammers.
Back cram?
But I'll go in. I mean, I still go into the store.
If it's the weekend, I don't want to go somewhere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bring it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean. You don't want to get out and go anywhere.
Now, Target is still the best of any of the pull up and drop it.
The crammers?
Yeah.
I agree. They're excellent.
And I will say this. Target has superior plastic bags to everyone.
Well, that's a fact. My grocery store bags have really declined in thickness.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but Target holds up.
It's another first.
Oh, yeah.
My grocery store bag is... If you own an air fryer, you're an elitist.
You have a couple?
Oh, yeah, we have two. I air fry.
You air fry people will go in and on about it.
We do.
Have you tried it in the air fryer? No, it's zucchini.
Oh, it's heavenly.
It's cornflakes. Put it in the air fryer.
It's heavenly. It's wonderful. Fully charged electric toothbrush. If you've got one, you're way
frustrated. Okay.
I do. I have that, too. And his and her sinks in the bathroom. I'm not commenting. on if we have those.
You have his and hers and hers?
If we have, yes.
I'll tell you, though, when you're a kid, that is like when you realize like you have a rich friend. Mm-hmm. You see like their parents' bathroom. And you're like, whoa, they have two sinks.
Two sinks in the bathroom.
It's like, one in one. What?
That's nice.
Yeah, with a cabinet underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Not the little thing in the wall that's an inch thick.
That's right.
Behind the mirror.
That's right. Here's another. More than one type of cheese in the fridge. You know. No, you got. What's that one you like? Humboldt Fog.
I may be getting some today.
I had a friend of mine text me and say, I tried some of that Humboldt Fog cheese that Chris Dimloves, and he's right. You know what I did? Blocked him.